T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Fantastic to be here with you guys on a Super Tuesday edition of the show. What is good? What is happening, everybody? Fantastic to be here with you, rolling on until 7 p.m. this evening, at which point we will give way to Game 6 of the World Series. That's tonight. We look forward to it right here on ESPN Upstate. Coming up on the show today, folks, I'm going to flip the script on you a little bit here today, all right? I'm going to do something a little bit different. You know, back in the day when I was a dating man, back in the day, I used to like to do like really cheesy things, like have a theme for the date night, right? And it worked out so well that I'm single, living alone in an apartment at the age of 43. Worked out brilliantly. But I would do things like, you know, tour of the city would be the theme. And in Atlanta, I took a girl named Katie. We rode the Ferris wheel. We went downtown to a restaurant that rotated, like a way high in the sky restaurant that rotated around the city of Atlanta, and you saw the skyline. And so the whole date was the theme of tour of the city, right? And so I used to like to do that. Well, today I was thinking about this. I was just like, man, I'm in a mood today, and I want to give the people of the upstate some knowledge. I want to drop some knowledge on you guys today. And so the theme for the today's show is Nerded Up. Nerded Up. That's the theme for today's show. You know, what are the nerdiest things about Lonzo? Well, you probably don't even need to ask him that. You probably already know the answer. Your list of nerdy things about Lonzo runs the gamut and is spilling over to the sixth page at this point. But I can tell you that the nerdiest things about me, I can calculate averages in my head. Like, if you give me 8 different numbers, I can tell you the average of those numbers without ever putting pen to paper, okay? That's one. Number two, I like watching 60 Minutes. And number three, a couple times a year, I bust out the old Atari and old school Nintendo and play those things. Those are the really, really nerdy things about me, about yours truly. So today, I just kind of want to nerd it up with you guys a little bit. All right, I want us all to be able to channel our inner nerds. We've got Cole Bryson joining us at 3:20 on high school football. Brad Crawford, 24/7 Sports at 4 o'clock. If you'd like to get a question into Brad Crawford, just shoot us a text on our text line, 71307. We'll ask Brad who the best team is in America right now. I'm going to give you a nerderific defensive analysis at 4:20 that I had way too much fun doing. Can We Stop makes a pit stop on America's team coming up at 4:40 today. I'll give you my SEC Power Poll of the Week, burning NFL questions at 5:20, and then at 5:40, film analysis with Panther Places' John Ellis, who joins us at 5:40 this afternoon. That and so much more coming your way right here on the most interactive sports radio show in the state of South Carolina. You're Offsides with Mark Ryan. Here's how you can be a part of it. 1-844-477-3776. That number again is 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Just start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter is there for you as well, at ESPN Upstate, where if you follow us, ladies and gents, we'll give you a shout-out live here on the show. You can do that at ESPN Upstate. You can follow me at Mark Ryan on Air. That's at M-A-R-C Ryan on Air, where if you follow me right now, you will see my brand-new blog, which is up on the front page of ESPNUpstate.com, Scouting Clemson, What Nick Saban Taught Us. We will get to that, Scouting Clemson, What Nick Saban Taught Us About the Clemson Tigers, also on the show today as part of our Nerded Up theme. You can follow Lonzo on Twitter, at Lonzo on Word, and you can email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com, all of the different ways you can get in touch with us here on the show today. All right, I want to open with this. It is progress report time in college football. It is progress report time. It is time for Mark to give a progress report. It is time for Lonzo to give a progress report. It is time for you to give progress reports in college football. What grades would you give South Carolina and Clemson? And you can add another team if you'd like to your list. You know, when I was a teacher, the progress reports were a pain in my padded ass. I've got to be honest with you. And and the backside, the posterior, is a little bit more padded than usual these days. It just was such a pain. Like, it's such a pain to do all the grades. And then, like, every 3 weeks, you had to do them all again. And there were late nights in the, in my schoolroom, late nights doing all that stuff. So anyway, I figured, well, Mark, let's bring the teaching to the show today. Let's give a progress report on where we are, Clemson and South Carolina, as we sit here today at the midpoint. Can you believe it, ladies and gentlemen? We're already at the midpoint of the college football season. 5 games played for South Carolina, 6 games played for Clemson. We're at the midpoint of the college football season as we sit here today. So what are your grades? Lonzo, I will start us off, and maybe we can go team by team here. I'll go first with the South Carolina Gamecocks, and I'll give the Gamecocks a C+. Better than some people might expect from Mark Ryan, but I give the Gamecocks a C+. The grade should be determined, right, by performance, a combination of expectations plus performance. And when you combine expectations with performance, for the Gamecocks, 2-3 through 5 games was considered by many to be the best-case scenario for this team this season. So I give them a C+. The problem is the only consistent is inconsistency for this team. The South Carolina Gamecocks, folks, are that dog that your neighbor has or your family member has that just bites you randomly. Like, it can be totally cool. You're petting it. It wants your love. It's licking you. Then for no identifiable reason, it just bites you. It is schizophrenic, it is unpredictable, and you have no idea which dog you're going to get. Is it a good dog day or is it a bad dog day? That is the South Carolina Gamecocks in the year 2020. Lonzo, what do you got?
All right, I'm not real sure is there a thing called DNF? I think it is.
INC.
Okay, INC. I think back in my day, but I am really old, it was DNF. DNF to me did not finish. So the course is unfinished.
But it's a progress report.
No. I get it. South Carolina doesn't deserve a grade. They don't deserve a letter grade because they haven't shown up. Yeah.
They've won 2 games.
Yeah. And I don't know how. They haven't shown up.
All right,
up.
So I'm going to play principal, and I'm going to say, Lonzo, we need a grade. You can't. This is a progress report. We need to send the paper home with the student.
And I will say to you, Mr. Ryan, here's the problem. They haven't been showing up to class. So, I mean, if they're not showing up for class, they haven't done their assignment. So what am I supposed to do? I mean, can I pass them? No, I can't pass them. Can I give them an F? Yeah, probably. But at least an F, you're there. To receive the F, And I can't hand them a progress report because they're not even showing up to class to receive the progress report.
What were the expectations, Lonzo? It was 1-4 through 5 games. They're 2-3. They've exceeded expectations. Let's move on.
Yeah, because obviously, as I've said, I'm done.
Let's move on. The Clemson Tigers. Progress reports through 6 games for the Clemson Tigers. What is your progress report on Clemson, Lonzo?
All right, my progress report for Clemson is a B+. And here's why. They've won every single game, but you know what? I need some more. I need a little more effort. I need a little bit more. They should be dominant every single play that they're on the field. There are times, like last week, where they were lackadaisical. They were looking to think about what they were doing after the game, things like that, and not paying attention to what was going on the field. So I need a little bit more. They need something to strive for. So I'm not willing to give them an A. I will give them a B+, so they will at least try to put a little more effort to get that A out of me.
What progress report grade would you guys give Clemson through the midway point of the season? We want your grades. 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. Text line there for you at 71307. Just make sure you begin your text with the word ESPN, and away you go. A- for me is the grade for Clemson, but I have a harsh synopsis. If you peel back the curtain, we may find them naked. This Clemson team doesn't have the depth that it's had in recent years. That they were exposed a bit last week. You know, their redshirt senior James Skalski leader was out last week. They were blitzkrieged by the orange in something that we did not at all expect. They're also very young. They're very youthful. And I think they're at risk of being exposed by a better team. Is Notre Dame good enough to expose them? We'll see. Is whomever they play in the ACC championship game good enough to expose them? We'll see. Is whomever they play in the playoff good enough to expose them? Definitively. And that's why this year I think you're going to see Dabo Swinney play more and more of these guys over and over and over again. Next one for me, and I'll ask for a grade from you here too, Lonzo, Georgia. I'm going to give the Georgia Bulldogs a B at the midway point. And I have Dennis Green screaming in my ear, they are who we thought they were. They are dominant on the defensive side of the ball. They have elite-level talent. They were hurt by the defection of Jamie Newman, deciding he's opting out of the 2020 season. And they still can't beat Alabama. They're a great team that cannot get over the hump. They just cannot make it up into that upper echelon, the top echelon of college football, manned by Alabama, Clemson, and Ohio State. They're clearly a notch below, and there's nothing else they can do. Let's get to Jake in Spartanburg, who is up next. Jake, thanks so much for the call, pal. You're offsides, buddy. Go ahead.
Hey, man, I'm going with what you're saying. I would give Clemson a B+.
So you agree with Lonzo. You gave him a B+. I gave him an A-. Why not an A for you?
They don't, like Lonzo was saying. They just don't look like they're.
They're 6-0. They're 6-0. How much better can they be, Jake?
Yeah, I mean, we'll find out when they play Notre Dame.
Oh yeah, we will. We will. We will. You think they have a good shot in that one?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
I mean, probably. It'll be close.
Jake, appreciate the phone call, man. Thank you very much. Let's keep it rolling in. Delvin and Fountain.
You know, real quick, before we go to Delvin, you know, how much more can we get? Here's what they need to do to get that A. There should be no doubt that they're the number one team in the country. There is doubt. There is doubt. There is Alabama. There
Lonzo,
is Ohio State.
You can
State.
Have 3 A's in the country. You know, like in an evenly there can, appropriated
to
curve.
To quote Highlander, there can be only one.
Oh, come on. Come on. Let's get to Delvin. You are such a hard grader. You're not even giving South Carolina a grade. I'll have you talk to Will Muschamp's parents as to why there's no progress report here.
Oh, please let me do that.
Delvin and Fountain Inn, who's up next. Hey, Delvin, thanks for the call, pal. Go ahead.
I'm not going to let us, so please let me do that. I would also I get up with B plus for Clemson because I haven't seen that A game yet. Yeah, they're on the field, but I haven't seen their best yet. Until I see their best, I probably would have played well. But that's why I give them a B plus. As far as Sacramento, I'm with you, Mark. I give them a C plus because of the inconsistency. You see them play good 1 week, then they play bad the next week. But see, can they put it all together? They'll get a higher grade. And my third team is I'm giving Texas a D minus, man. I thought everybody talking about how Texas is gonna be back and all this stuff, and they're the same old Texas that we've seen the last few years.
Can we just, you know, we have Can We Stop coming up today on the show, and maybe I need to save this one for a later date, Lonzo, but can we just stop with everybody's back every year? Can we just wait on this until we actually see if they are back? Because every single year it's Texas, it's Tennessee, it's about 10 different teams in college football. Back in the day, it used to be Clemson that we were told is always going to be back, and then eventually Dabo Swinney got him over the hump. But until you make it over said hump, cut it out. Right, Delvin?
Yeah, I agree with you there. If you make it a hump, I'm with you, Mark. I'm tired of hearing that, too. Oh, Texas is back. Tennessee's back. Until you prove, like you said, until you give it a hump and prove it and win the big game, don't say that you're back.
No, they're back. They're back on the back page of the Big 12 standings is where they are. That's exactly where they are right now, Delvin. Hey, appreciate the call, buddy. Appreciate the call. Lonzo, your grade for Georgia, I give them a B. They are who we thought they were.
I also give them a B. You know, I'd almost give them an A because of what you're saying. This is what I expected out of Georgia. I didn't expect any more. Remember when they were going against Alabama? I believe you picked Georgia to beat Alabama. I did not because I didn't think they were there yet. And I'm not sure they ever will be there yet. So I would almost give them an A because they're meeting my expectations. But you can't really do that because they're not at the top of their game yet. So I got to give them a B.
You can't do that. You can't do that at all. All right, ladies and gentlemen, what are your progress report grades for Clemson and South Carolina at the midway point? And anybody else that you want to give a progress report grade on? 1-844-477-3776. That number again is 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.